Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Dr. Stephanie Oare, and I am the host of this program today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Our wonderful people of River State, welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Please remember that forgiveness is the greatest gift you can give, not just to the offender, but especially to yourself. In this episode, we shall be discussing the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas means different things to different people. One perspective of the true meaning of Christmas is the gift of God emanating from the love of God. Love is the strongest force in this world. Love is so huge that it is equated to God Himself. That is why the Word of God says that God is love. One of the major lessons of Christmas is to teach us how to love unconditionally. Love is both empowering and liberating. Love unites. Love heals. Love forgives. Love rewards. Love blesses. Love protects. Love builds up. True love is sacrificial and endures long. Love is not discriminatory, partial, or self-serving. Here are some of the characteristics of true love. True love will always project kindness. True love will not project pride and arrogance. True love will project service to family and community. True love will not project harm and danger to others, but will rather bear the burdens of others. Christmas is a season to reflect on true love as demonstrated by God Himself, who came among us to show us how to live our lives accountably. Christmas should not be an opportunity for us to demonstrate our propensity to be wild, carefree, and rascally, displaying our wealth and achievements to the amazement of those who care to see. This shouldn't be. Rather, it is a great time of family and community reunion, a time for stock-taking on how we are coming along in our responsibilities in the family and the community. How well do we understand the lesson of love that God demonstrated some 2,000 years ago? If we do understand it well, why should there be any more incidents of grave vices like murder, robbery, kidnapping, rape, domestic violence, and the likes in our society? These issues deserve serious consideration from all of us at this time. Christmas is a time of reflection, in addition to all the rejoicing, felicitations, and celebrations. As we reflect on these things, let us pray for better understanding and greater commitment to the divine will of God. Our guest speaker today, Dr. Stephanie Oare, is a distinguished lady and a subject matter expert on true love. She is the host of Heart to Heart Relationship Talk Show and True Love Relationship Conference. She will be sharing with us her insights on the true meaning of Christmas. Please enjoy the episode and never forget to put the lessons learned to very good use. Our great people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
A very Merry Christmas to the people of River State. The spirit of Christmas is all about giving, loving, and forgiving, as well as peace. And so I call on every Rivers indigene, as well as our Rivers residents, our friends, brothers, visitors, sisters, everyone, to emulate the spirit of Christ this season and stay peaceful, to continue to love one another, to be forgiven, and as well find time to give gifts to those loved ones around and even the ones you don't know. Don't forget to visit the needy, those that are children in the orphanages, the old people's homes, and every other establishment where we have people that are in need. Show love even to those you don't know. My name is Iberichi Suzette Yinsomwike, and I'm wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Stay safe and continue to remain blessed.
My name is Dr. Steve Ogan. I'm a poet and I'm a pastor. And I'd like to welcome you to this year, 2018, a time of breaking bondages and walking in extraordinary victories. God bless you. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Dr. Stephanie Oari, your host for today. I'll be speaking on the celebration of Christmas. Why the celebration? We know that this is a period that Christ came into being. Jesus was born at this period. Well, there are many arguments whether it's exactly the same month on, or maybe before December, maybe October, middle of the month, whatever. But the most important thing is that Jesus came. And this is the period we have chosen to celebrate Him. And the real reason for this celebration is all about Jesus. Remembering what He brought to the people. He came down to the earth to deliver you and I. And you know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, 7, 8, was talking about Jesus not considering it as robbery. That means not considering His equality with God. But He agreed to descend into humanity and to come and save you and I. My friends, if you're listening today, this is the real reason for celebration during this period, for Christmas. Now, Jesus came with a message of love, for us to love one another, for us to trust one another, for us to celebrate with our families, our neighbors. This is what this period is all about. A time of forgiveness, a time of letting go of hurts, a time that you reach out to your neighbor, reach out to that widow, reach out to that orphan. That's what the spirit is all about. Let's learn to forgive at this period. Forget all the hurtful times. Forgive the people that have hurt you, and then embrace them with love, with a heart full of joy. That's what Jesus did when He came. He didn't look at the sin upon man, but He went to the cross because He loved the people. So He saved you and I. As we celebrate Him, let's remember it's a period of love. Let's remember it's a message of love. Let's remember that we have to show love to our neighbors, colleagues in the office. We have to show them love this period. We have to work together as one and love the people of River State. Love the people of the state. As you're traveling, I pray that the hand of the Lord will keep you safe. The Lord of safety will keep you, because many people will be traveling this period to their villages to see their old ones, to reach out to their elderly ones with the same love. We know that God will take you home safely and bring you back in the mighty name of Jesus. Throughout this celebration, we also know that the Lord will keep us safe. And God, who has made us to see this very day, to see this period, will also make us see the new year. I thank everyone listening. Thank you for hearing me and taking this message back. I know also, if you have not embraced Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just know that He is the reason for the season. This is a period also to embrace Him and let Him make your life better than what it is today. Like I said, Jesus came with the message of love. Love is something that we don't easily act upon, because it takes a whole lot to embrace one with love, especially if you have been hurt. But this is his message. And you know what? God never gives you anything that he knows he had not provided the power with which you can do it. He has released that power for you to love. He has released that power for you to be kind to people. He has released that power. You are engraved. You are embodied with that power to embrace your neighbor with the message of love in this season. Jesus did it for us all. Remember, he never came as God. He came as man, flesh and blood, just like you and I. Because oftentimes some people would tell me, well, I think Jesus is God. That's why he was able to do it. No, he came down in the embodiment of flesh and blood. He came down through a virgin mother, Virgin Mary. So you and I were born just that same way. And he has released that power to you and I so we can be able to reach out to people. It is the message he brought with us this season. This is a vulnerable season that many people usually will sit down to think, how has my life been from January to this moment? A lot of people are meditative at this period. So if you are in a position to reach out, please do reach out. Show kindness to someone. Help someone with an idea. Help someone with a business. I know when it comes to our country, everybody thinks about my own. But the message of Jesus is a message of oneness, a message of unity, a message of doing it together. Let's succeed together. Let's succeed together. Let us not think that if I succeed better than my mate, then I'm better. No, let us do it together. One mind, one understanding, one wisdom, and then one love joins us all together. And then we have a message that we can give to the world. My brother, my sister, if you're listening to me today, I pray that the Lord God Almighty, as you do that which I've been saying now, the Lord will make you prosper. The Lord will enlarge in your business. The Lord will keep your family safe. The Lord will speak to you at the point of your very need, and he will meet it. But we all have to embrace this message of celebration, message of love. There's no other message at this period of celebration. It's a message that where you will forgive your friend, where you forgive your neighbor, where you go and make amends with that neighbor, is a period where no malice should exist. Yes, it's a period where you embrace that child. Some of us, our children have left home because they are no longer in tune with their parents. There's anger everywhere in the house. That's not the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is still oneness in the family. It's still oneness in the marriage. It's still everybody working together from the home to the office, and from the home to the church, and from the home to the marketplace, from the home to the corporate world. It's a time to look at your boss and embrace your boss in love and show love. It's a time for the boss also to look at his subordinates and also embrace them in love. It's all a period of love. You can imagine a state walking in love. The abundance of prosperity that the Lord will open, the open heavens that the Lord will usher us all into when we all walk in love, because we are walking in unity. We want to take a break now. I'll come back and I believe you'll still be there. Thank you.
Hello, good people of our beloved country, Nigeria. My name is Oraye St. Franklin, and I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a super late New Year in view. Keep listening to River Ethics on Radio.
My name is Mildred Erewarifa Charles Harry, and I wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from River Ethics.
Hello, River State. My name is Ross Alabo George. I'm the CEO of Proxologics Nigeria. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas in advance and a beautiful New Year. My prayer for you is that 2018 will be a fantastic year for all of us, a year of peace and a year of prosperity. So from Rivetics, I want to say have a wonderful festive season.
Hello, I am Dr. Stephanie O'Hare of Heart to Heart. I am here saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, This is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Dr. Stephanie Oare, your host for today. I have been speaking on Christmas celebration, the reason for this season. Like I've been saying, the reason for this season basically is for you to show love. I've also talked to you about the way to show love, and also that showing love is not easy. And also being kind is not easy, but this is the reason. I've also told you that God has released the strength, the grace for you to be able to embark on this journey of showing love. You can do it, my sister. You can do it, my brother. Husband, you can do it. Wife, you can do it. There's no need to struggle at home and to quarrel at this period. Let down your guards. Let down your guards. Throw away that anger and embrace the message of love this period, so that God will embrace you all together during this celebratory period. Another thing about showing love is being able to smile. Not necessarily that one will give money. Not necessarily you have to give the rice and beans that we all are expecting and the drinks. Even the smile, even you smiling to somebody who might be filled with so much anger, just your smile can break that anger, because within that smile, he sees the purpose of you smiling is to reach out to him in love that breaks whatever it is that is going on in that person. That's why I'm saying showing love can start from your smiling. Let's learn how to open our teeth and smile a little bit. Anyway, you need to know that I'm a dentist by profession. So we like to see the teeth, like to see you smile. And that's not what we do often in our country, Nigeria. So this period is a period of loosening up. You know, try to smile. In the market, try to be kind. Try to love. Try to reach out. Try to have self-control. Try to enjoy yourself. How can you walk all through the day and the month of celebration comes, you're not even smiling? You need to smile. You have worked hard. Every one of us in this state, we have yielded ourselves to working hard. I believe so. I hope I'm not just talking. I believe you have worked hard. So, but this is a period where you relax and enjoy one another. Enjoy the presence of your fellow human being and share love. There's something about sowing the seed of love. Do you know it's a seed? And any seed you sow, you receive a bigger harvest. As you're sowing love into people's lives, so also God is gathering a heavy harvest for you. There's no harvest that is at the same size with the seed. No, the harvest is always bigger than the seed. So when you show this love to your neighbors, when you show this love to the people of the state, to your community, people in the community, no fighting in the community. When you show this love, you can't tell the rain of blessings that will come upon the community, that will come upon the state, that will come upon the families, that will come upon the marriages. Can you imagine that? Heaven being open unto us in this state is all because of how we have taken this period, the celebration period. And remember once again, the reason for the season is that Jesus came, an embodiment of love, descended into humanity to save you and I. My brother, my sister, as you're listening to me, embrace this Jesus so your life will be better than it is now. Now, you have been listening to me. I've talked about love, talked about you being able to share this love with one another. Now, I talked about sharing smiles. I also say that it mustn't always be money, but you can smile, you can embrace one in love. But also you can give. It's a time of celebration, and people are cooking all sorts this period. I know that a lot of cows will be slaughtered, will be laid down for some stomachs this period. I want you to also remember that neighbor who might not have. This is a time to call in such people and give them even food at this time. It is a lot when you do that. And then some people are buying goodies for other people. It's also needed. It's all part of you showing love. You must demonstrate love. Love is an action word. You must act to show that you're in love. You must actually act. And that's why Jesus showed that example by going to the cross to die for everyone. Everyone, both good and bad. And he says, only those that accept me will actually experience what this love is all about. So as you also go forth to share this, don't think it's small. Share that food, share that drink. Don't think it's more. But then don't do anything harmful. If you know it's going to be harmful to your neighbor, don't try it. because also showing love is protection. You can protect your neighbor. That's a form of showing love. Another way to show love is also to be patient with people. Don't expect everybody to be like you. Everybody is growing at a certain pace and you have to be patient with people. Sometimes some people are slower, some people are faster, some people are just not going anywhere. But then you pray for them and show them love that one day they will be awoken up by what we're saying, by God. One day they will realize, look, I need to speed up. But someone will be showing them patience, will help them out. Someone will teach them the way. That's what the season is for. The season is not for curses, not for abuse, not for railings, not for fightings. So make sure that you tutor your mouth to speak blessings this period. You know, we can get angry in this country. We can. And when you get angry, things can just roll out. But this is a period where you should be deliberate and count your words, because you have told yourself that you want to bless. It's a time of celebration. It's a Christmas period. It's a love time. So you're deliberate about the words that you say. Try and bless. Try and bless your people. Try and bless someone. Be patient with somebody. You know, patience also requires some form of self-control. A lot of people, when they see people that are quiet, they feel that they don't have energy. They are just Joe Boy. They are just, you know, nothing. But I tell you that those of them who have real self-control are the people that have the energy. Because you could have slapped, you could have fought, but holding yourself back takes a lot of energy. And God has given us the grace to be patient with one another in this time of celebration. My dear friends, I know that you have been listening to me. I thank God that this word will land in your heart and the beds of air. No foul spirit will steal this word that I've reached out to you with. The Lord will cause this word to germinate in your heart and bring towards your life, bring towards your family, bring towards your neighborhood, bring towards your community a great harvest, a huge harvest that will make all our lives better. Well, I'm taking a break for now. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Hello, people. My name is Kenneth George Kalio, and I am wishing you a happy, Merry Christmas and a lovely, fulfilling New Year from all of us at Reef Ethics.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jane Frances Biani, the State Coordinator of Legal Aid Council of Nigeria here in River State. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a wonderful, prosperous New Year 2018. So from Reef Ethics, go out and get a wonderful New Year.
Christmas gives us an opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Tombari Sibi, and I'm wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year ahead. From Reef Ethics and all of us here, thank you and bye.
Welcome back if you're still there. I have been talking to you about celebrating Christmas. I've mentioned steps that you can use to celebrate this period. I've also said to you what and what you should avoid. I want to thank you so much for listening to all these things I have said. But I want to round up by saying, let companies, let the communities come out, let churches come out and go to places and homes that are around us. Home for the elderly are there, then orphanages are there, mothers, babies, homes, they're all there. These are places where we can also show love as a community, show love as a church, show love as a company. They're all there. And many more ways we can show love. Anyone can suggest to you out there, but in your little way, just stretch out to your neighbor and do show love this period. God would mightily bless you for such a time like this. There's nobody in life that sows a seed that God will not give that harvest. So try and do something today. Don't only think about yourself. That is also how to show love. Don't be selfish. I caught you there. Don't be selfish. So relax and then show love. Well, I'll be letting go. I'll be going off air right now. I just want to say to you, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Go tell others Merry Christmas and smile while doing so. Thank you for listening.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.